Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
All right, fellas, it's Tuesday. We got to do our new college football playoff rankings. We're each making one. You know the rules. And these matchups are absolutely crazy. And I'm praying that we get some of them.
I have a new team at the top.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, I'm excited to see it. Let's roll. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Tuesday on Crane and Company. Make sure you're subscribed. We're almost to 200,000 subs. Got a great show for you today. It's Tuesday, so we are ready to update our new college football playoff projections. After week 10, another crazy weekend of college football, there's some changes here. David Cone, former Michigan quarterback, to my left. Blaine Crane, former Western State, Colorado wide receiver. And guys, just to make sure the audience is aware, we each have our own individual projection for this one. We had our power rankings that we put out yesterday. Make sure you check that out. We've also got an Oklahoma versus Tennessee preview that we just launched earlier today. Make sure if you're wanting to bet, wanting to find out more about that game, you check that one out. It's got big implications heading into the postseason. It's a playout game, as David Cone would say it. But guys, let's hop into this, man. I mean,
all right, what you got?
So a lot of similarities at the top to last week if you watched that. I'm going to go through my seeding and what I have them finishing from an overall record so it makes sense. Got Ohio State as the number one overall seed, going 13-0, beating Indiana in the Big Ten Championship. I've got Alabama as the second overall seed, going 12-1, beating Texas A&M in the SEC Championship. Now, I've got Indiana 3, because their only loss would be to Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, and A&M 4, because their only loss would be in the SEC Championship, and I don't think they're going to get penalized when you look at some of the other teams. Now, once I get to the 5-12 matchup, I've got Miami at 5, going 12-1, winning the ACC championship. If you look where they're ranked right now, if they win out and win the ACC championship against Georgia Tech, who I also have up there, I think they're going to get that first seed that doesn't get the bye. I have them playing Memphis now after Memphis beat South Florida. We'll see what happens with Navy down the stretch here, but it feels like it's going to be Memphis at this point. My 6-11, I've got Georgia going 11-1, not playing in the SEC championship game because I have Alabama and A&M both going undefeated in the regular season in the SEC, but Georgia gets that sixth spot, playing Notre Dame, who I have as the 11th seed, going 10-2, being the last team chosen. If you go up to the 8-9 matchup, I've got Texas Tech still as my only Big 12 team. I think they're going to beat BYU. I think BYU drops a couple down the stretch, and I don't see a two-loss or three-loss Big 12 or ACC team getting in unless they win the conference championship, and I don't see that. I have Texas Tech hosting number 9, Oregon, who I still think goes 11-1, but their wins are not going to be to a level that some of these others are. So I've got Oregon as the 9 seed, and then Ole Miss as the 7th seed, going 11-1. So winning out, if you look at the rest of their schedule, but not playing in the SEC championship because, again, Alabama and A&M, I have both going undefeated in the SEC regular season. And then Georgia Tech as the 10th seed. I've got finishing 11-2. And the reason I have them at the 10 is because I think they're going to lose back-to-back games.
So Georgia.
I think they're going, yep.
An ACC championship.
I think Georgia Tech is going to lose against Georgia and then the ACC championship against Miami, but they're still going to get in because that would be an 11-1 regular season. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be the 10 seed. That's what I have. So Georgia would host Notre Dame. Miami would host Memphis. Texas Tech would host Oregon. Ole Miss would host Georgia Tech. God, that would be a lot of fun.
Which, for Georgia Tech, if they lose back-to-back games, if they lose to Georgia to end the regular season, and then they lose to, say, in your scenario, Miami in the ACC championship game, yeah, you went 11-1, you lost your conference championship game, you risked it on a week where not a lot of other teams are playing. I think they would deserve to be in, but that's going to be a hot conversation because you're going to basically be an inversion of Notre Dame. You lost to the two best teams you played, but you did it at the end of the year rather than at the beginning of the year. Remember, this is a sport where the losses towards the end of the year weigh so much more.
Well, and I also believe, though, that Georgia Tech would be ahead of Notre Dame because you'd say, all right, if Notre Dame finishes 10-2 and Georgia Tech finishes 11-1, Well, Georgia Tech had a better regular season record, and then they had to play in a conference championship game as opposed to Notre Dame not having.
So I just wonder how much that that part of the conversation is going to come up for other teams who are in conferences but aren't playing in conference championship games, right? Can you jump a Georgia or go below a Georgia or Oregon in this scenario, right? Particularly if you're 11-1 but you've been boxed out of the conference championship game. It seems like a lot of people only talk about it with Notre Dame because they're not in a conference. But remember, only two teams from each conference can play in that game.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, where I had the most trouble was 5, 6, 7. Putting Miami, even though I have them going 12-1, winning the ACC championship at 5, I don't know if they would be ahead of Georgia. And again, I don't know if they'd be ahead of Ole Miss. I mean, you can end up having Miami as the 8 seed, but I put Georgia in front of Ole Miss, obviously, because Georgia beat Ole Miss in the head-to-head during the regular season, but only by one.
Does a 10-2 team get left out?
I think it depends on what conference.
Because like that's one of the hardest things I have with mine. A 10-2 Notre Dame gets in over a 10-2 Vanderbilt.
I think so. But if I'm telling you right now, if a team goes, the only scenario that I'm running into where a 10-2 team wouldn't make it in either the SEC or the Big Ten is what happens if Oregon loses to Washington the last game of the regular season, and you have Oregon at 10-2. Washington at 10-2, with Washington just beating Oregon, so you'd have to put Washington ahead of Oregon. Do you put Oregon in? Is that what knocks Georgia Tech out?
But not just that one. I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is what I was thinking with Oregon. It's not just Washington. Iowa, they're going to go on the road and play Iowa, who only has 2 losses right now. And so the question for me is, I still think Oregon would get in at 10-2, but 11-1 at that point for Oregon, you would finish with wins against Iowa, SC, and Washington, and then Minnesota's in the middle there as well. But 3 impressive wins in my book to end the year. If you go 11-1 in that scenario, you still might not play in the Big Ten championship game because of your loss to Indiana at home. But that's a scenario where they could be the first seed that's out.
Well, and remember, that's what Indiana did last year. They went 11-1, see where they were in the playoffs. I believe they played Notre Dame in the first game, right? I'm trying to remember what exactly the seeding was on that one. But there is a scenario, I think, where a 10-2...
If Oregon drops another game, they could be in trouble. They could be in real trouble because there's not a win on that schedule that you can point to.
Well, give us a hypothetical who they lose to.
Maryland.
Well, they lose.
No, they don't play Maryland.
Give me their last games.
They got at Iowa, Minnesota at home, Southern Cal at home, at Washington. So
that's what I'm saying, that Washington game, man.
Again, I mean, even if it's Minnesota, if you lose to the worst team left, then that means you're beating Iowa, Southern Cal, and Washington, who all only have 2 losses right now.
Well, to me, that would put, and again, I'm only going through working it out in my scenario. So other scenarios, it wouldn't match up. But in my scenario, I would wonder if Oregon finished at 10-2 and Washington finished at 10-2, would they put both of them in and just have one ACC team in there and bump Georgia Tech out? Because I think there's a better chance of that than them keeping Notre Dame out.
In your scenario where Georgia Tech loses the ACC championship?
Yeah.
But again, that's what the thing where, like, how can they jump a team that risked it in the ACC championship?
It would put them in a predicament. To me, like, again, I would pick Georgia Tech in over if Oregon and Washington both finished 10-2 and it came down to Oregon, Washington, Georgia Tech. Well, I would take one Big Ten team and then I'd take Georgia Tech. Because in my scenario, you lost to the 6th seed, you lost to the 5th seed in the college football playoff. I mean, again, with some decent wins. I know Georgia Tech doesn't have amazing wins. That get into the conversation. But I don't think the committee would keep out 2 Big Ten teams in Notre Dame.
But where it gets really interesting, and we brought this up last week on this show, what if they lose the last 3? What if it's an ACC loss in Pitt, then to Georgia
then you're
at
out.
A conference, but you still make the ACC championship game?
You'd have to do what Clemson did last.
But you don't win it. Yeah, if they were to win it, then they're automatically in. But then it's going to be tough.
Well, again, if that happens and they beat Miami, is Miami in? This episode is sponsored by Raycon. You know, it's Raycon's anniversary, so we're hooking you up with 20% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. Now, these earbuds have been the go-to for a reason. I mean, we've used it for good going on 3-4 years
now. I have 3 pairs.
Whether it's running, whether it's the active noise cancellations, it's fantastic. Plus, it's a great stocking stuffer if you're getting ready for Christmas. And the Everyday Earbuds Classic, well, they come loaded, like I said, with that active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity to switch between devices, and an ergonomic fit that stays locked in whether you're at the gym or on a run. And the new colorways are oh so clean. I mean, you got cool mint, blush violet. I mean, they got colors I never even heard of. Over 3 million people already trust Raycon. And with that 30-day happiness guarantee, there's zero risk. If you don't love them, send them back. But you will love them just like we love them. So go to buyraycon.com/booster to get 20% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. BuyRayCon.com/booster for that great deal. Raycon, have you heard about it?
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, look, they got boxed out of the ACC championship game a year ago at 10-2. So bring mine up. I don't have one of those scenarios playing out. I do have two major movements here this week. I got Indiana at number one.
I can smell what you're stepping
in. I don't think they're the number one team this week. But again, this is a projection. And I just think this Indiana team, if they find themselves in the Big Ten championship game against the Buckeyes, who's to say they couldn't win that game? And if they do, they would be ahead of an Alabama team who had the season-opening loss to Florida State. They're not going to get jumped. You would have Indiana at number one. I think that would be a great Big Ten championship game, as would Alabama-Texas A&M. I mean, we're headed towards that, boys, because they don't play in the regular season. Any one of those teams could win the conference. Any one of those teams could win the national championship. So Indiana 1, Alabama 2, Buckeyes still right there at 3 for Texas A&M. And then I, like you, you have Georgia at 5?
I got Georgia at 6.
Okay, so I have Georgia at 5. Still playing Navy. Navy still, hey, rowing that boat right along right here after South Florida lost to Memphis. But guess what? Navy has to play not only South Florida and not only Memphis, but also North Texas, whose quarterback just threw for 600 yards, and they play Notre Dame. So, look, it's an uphill battle. That's how we want it in the Service Academy, right? I'm going to keep Navy at 12 right now until I see a loss that says otherwise. Oregon at 6. Again, the 10-2 scenario, I don't think you're crazy for what you were saying.
But this is 11-1. But the 6 is 11-1.
It has to be. Yeah. It has to be, right? But I don't – which, in this scenario, you're not making the Big Ten championship game.
No.
With a loss to Indiana who – you know, and look, we were robbed of a Penn State-Buckeyes matchup this weekend that should have been for one of these spots, one of these auto bids. Penn State just fell off an absolute cliff, so I don't know how much they're even going to test the Buckeyes for the rest of the way. That's where the Michigan game for them gets really interesting, because even if the Buckeyes win, do you get battle-tested in a way that helps you moving forward in the season? 7 for me, Miami. I still think they have a chance to win the ACC, and I do have Georgia Tech right there at the 11 seed, playing Oregon. Miami winning the ACC, though, at 7. Ole Miss is the team that I moved up, and I had to move Vanderbilt out. For me, it just it comes down with a lot of these teams like Vanderbilt and BYU and a lot of the other ones. How much meat is left on the bone of the schedule? And I look at the way Ole Miss played against Oklahoma, and I look at the remaining schedule for the Rebels, which is
You got Mississippi State at the end.
You got South Carolina at home, the Citadel, Florida at home, and then Mississippi State.
And you got a one-loss cushion with the wins you have.
I just think they make the college football playoff, and they'd probably fall right there in that 8 seed.
So is that an 11-1 Ole Miss that doesn't play in the SEC championship game? Obviously, that's at the 8.
Yeah, and that could be a loss to – I mean, that could be a loss at Florida, right?
Oh, no. But what I'm saying is you have – because Ole Miss already has a loss. So the 8 seed, they would be 11-1.
But I still think one more loss at 10-2, I think Ole Miss is going to
– I still think they're going to get
it. Right? Okay, what was the strength of schedule? And you're not playing in a conference championship game, but they're going to be in. Right now, I have them playing the 9 seed, which is Texas Tech. Yeah. I still think they move forward and win the Big 12, but they got a big matchup with BYU, and I believe that one's going to be in Lubbock, right?
It is in Lubbock.
Okay. 10 seed Notre Dame right there would be the top two-loss team right there. And 11, I already said, Georgia Tech, and 12 Navy. So there it is.
Okay, Dave, I like it. Do you have A&M going undefeated and losing the SEC championship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I had in mind.
I wonder if they would be at 3.
So, but here's the question.
Well,
in that scenario, both of them would do the same thing, the Buckeyes and Texas A&M. So I guess it would be who would get punished worse with their
– Well, I think optics matters in that one. But in that scenario, if A&M and Ohio State were to lose – then Ohio State would have lost to Indiana would be the number one team because Indiana would be undefeated. In this scenario. So then Ohio State at 3 makes sense to me.
What about if Texas A&M loses a game but still makes the SEC championship?
And loses?
Yep.
They're in.
No, I know, but like what would the seeding be then?
See, I don't think they're top 4. Well, what I would be interested in then is obviously you look at, because again, you have Ole Miss at 11-1, Georgia, I'm assuming, at 11-1. Neither one of those teams playing in the SEC championship, and Georgia having the head-to-head over Ole Miss. Would Georgia go up to that 4 spot and A&M go to the 5? Because I think Georgia obviously has a tougher schedule and better wins than what Oregon has. And then how would they treat Miami?
Well, see, this is why I had Miami committee. The committee is going to have to make a decision, because if they open the door for that, where they say a Georgia team who didn't get to play the first week of December in the conference championship game can jump a team like Texas A&M.
Which I disagree with.
But if they open that door, then you're going to find yourselves having to defend why you didn't do it for teams to make the college football playoff.
But I wouldn't put contradictory past the committee. I've seen them contradict themselves before. But in my scenario, A&M, if A&M and Indiana and Ohio State both go into that conference championship game undefeated, they should all 3 be guaranteed a top 4 seed. That's how I...
Now, does the way you lose matter?
At that point, I don't think so. Because there's so much work I've seen put in on the resume. You can have one bad game and look terrible and get blown out. We've seen it happen before to teams and then figure it out and be able to come back and win. It's just really about winning overall, but getting blown out in that
scenario. Now, how about player injury, like what happened with Florida State?
See, personally, I think your body of work should stand for itself. You shouldn't factor in injuries to the final product. That's what I think. You guys have heard of the Bearskin hoodie, right? I mean, Dave.
Have I?
You're literally wearing it right now. Well, the smart people, they're locking in their winter gear right now because this is hands down the best time to prep for the coming winter. For some of y'all, it's already here. And Bearskin's running a 60% off deal right now, but only if you get your hoodie early. And it's built like a tank. 340 GSM micro fleece, 10 pockets with a clean, rugged fit that looks awesome. Plus, it zips right into the heavy storm rain jacket to become 100% waterproof when you need it. So when it turns cold, wet, and windy, you're not scrambling the last minute. David, give me a personal endorsement right now of Bearskin.
Well, look at, that right there, that's all you need to see, son.
It doesn't get more
personal.
This
is how I go outside, keeps me warm.
So do yourself a favor. Text the word crane, that's C-R-A-I-N, to 36912 to lock in your 60% off. Again, text crane to 36912. You'll get a link sent straight to your phone so you can check it out later if you're busy right now. So don't wait until you're freezing to realize your hoodie sucks. Get a Bearskin right now, 60% off. Text C-R-A-I-N to 36912.
I'm a model now.
You are.
I'm a model now.
A male model.
Who would you, if Texas A&M did lose one regular season game and then lost the conference game, who would you put it for, Dave?
In what I have now, it would have to be Georgia. Your only loss would be to Alabama by 3, right? It was at home, but I mean,
because those 11-1s are built different. You know, Georgia would be 11-1, Oregon would be 11-1, Ole Miss would be 11-1. Georgia beat Ole Miss head to head, so then it would be Georgia and Oregon in the resume. I don't even think.
All right, pull mine up.
You have an out of conference win over Georgia Tech at the end.
For
of
sure.
There.
Let's see mine. A lot of similarities.
Good.
We're mind mouthing. I'm going Texas A&M at number 1.
Good for you.
At this point, I think they can run the rest of their schedule, and I think they're good enough to beat Alabama, and I think they could go undefeated. And if you're an undefeated SEC team, you can bet your bottom dollar you're going to be sitting at number 1. Give me Ohio State number 2, going undefeated, winning the Big Ten, playing Indiana in the Big Ten championship at 3. I have Alabama at 4. With 2 losses.
Really?
Getting that first round bye, losing the SEC championship. Miami at 5, winning the ACC. That's a 5-12 matchup. I'm going with Memphis. USF was my horse. Obviously, goals from the boys lost. So I'm going to go with the guys that beat them. Give me Memphis. Then Georgia, Notre Dame, 6-11. I believe that's what you had. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss, Georgia Tech, 7-10. I do have Georgia Tech losing to Georgia and the ACC championship. I have Ole Miss going undefeated.
Well, going 11-1?
Well, 11-1. Undefeated the rest of their schedule. So only losing 1 game. Then BYU, I'm rolling with Salaki and Bach and the boys. Give me Bear to win the Big 12, the 8-9 matchup going off against Oregon, who does end up the season with 1 loss, but coming in as that 9 seed.
So you have BYU then. So you have BYU beating Texas Tech then?
I do.
In the regular season. Yeah. All right. Obviously,
so that's 11-1 Oregon right there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, again, I think Oregon... maybe the 11-1 team that's the most malleable from the 5 seed all the way through the 9. Like, I think that's
and what's
team.
BYU's record here?
One loss.
To who?
That loss is to TCU at home.
Oh, okay. So TCU at home, but they win the Big 12 championship
correct.
Game.
Okay. And you think which could be against like Cincinnati or somebody.
Would they be able to jump Oregon in that scenario? Because the second they lose, they're going to go behind. Well, they already are behind Oregon in the rankings, right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a college football playoff ranking, but
technically, yes.
If they lost, they would go behind Oregon and Oregon wouldn't lose again here. Maybe that would be flipped, which would mean Oregon would host.
Well, but it would also mean if it worked out in Blaine's scenario that they are weighing winning the conference championship very, very heavily. Obviously, it automatically gets you in. But for them to jump Oregon, you would have to have a 12-1 BYU team, and they would be rewarding them winning that extra game by putting them ahead of Oregon, who in this scenario would be, what, 11-1?
Yep.
Winning out and not playing in the conference championship game. And to be honest with you, to me, that's why I'm a little, if you're going to go down that lane, and again, the
come
committee,
on, Ole Miss.
The committee has been very contradictory in the past, so you might be right. But if they're going to put so much weight into a conference championship win that BYU would jump Oregon as BYU is the 8 and Oregon is the 9, then why would they keep a 2-loss Alabama who didn't win the conference championship game over a Miami team that just won the ACC championship game and finishes with the same regular season record plus winning the conference championship game? Why would Miami not be at 4?
Today is why we wear the uniform.
ABC Tuesday, The Rookie returns.
To ensure the safety of all Angelinos.
Try not to mess it up.
I'll do my best.
But don't do your best. Do my best.
And for the first time ever.
This is a global operation.
It's an international sting.
LAPD has agreed to help the FBI track down terrorist targets.
Nothing like a day in the job to remind you how quickly life can change.
Get out of there.
The Rookie, season premiere Tuesday, 10, 9 central on ABC. Next day for Hulu subscribers.
Well, I do think as much as you don't want to punish people for conference championship or give them rewards for conference championship, I do think that there's an in-between. Like, I think Miami in the ACC, even with winning that conference, I'm fine with keeping them at 5 because it's ACC.
Oh, I'm not saying that I think Miami's better than Alabama. What I'm saying is that you are saying that the committee will be contradictory in the way that they reward teams for winning conference championships and
sure.
losing a conference championship because, again, Miami's still ranked higher, right, I believe right now than BYU. So that makes sense. But by them winning out and beating Georgia Tech, obviously is who you have in the ACC championship game, who's making the college football playoff, I would think they would put Miami at 4 and Bama at 5, which, to be honest with you,
could.
I mean, it's, but again, I'm not putting them being contradictory past them because they've been that way in the past. I'm just trying to see if there's a yellow brick road here on this one.
So, I mean, you're rewarding Miami for winning their conference championship, but you're punishing Alabama for losing it.
No, what I'm saying is you're rewarding BYU for winning their conference championship, moving them ahead of Oregon, which they would finish the regular season 11-1. Oregon would finish the regular season 11-1, but they're rewarding BYU for winning the conference championship game and giving them a better seed and actually hosting Oregon. What I'm saying is that in that exact same scenario, because you're dealing with two teams from different conferences.
Why are they rewarding BYU?
Because BYU has an 8 next to them and Oregon has a 9.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's just rewarding for conference.
It won't be, though. Because if BYU loses a game, they're going to drop below Oregon. And to be honest, they might be below Oregon even with Oregon having one loss. We don't know yet. The first college football playoff committee ranking we get to see is a week from tonight, right?
Yeah.
But if they lose a game, they 100% will. So for them to get the 8 seed and host in Provo, which would be awesome, and I kind of would want to be there.
Well, I wouldn't mind them rewarding
BYU. I'm just saying, people are going to get punished for winning and losing their conference championship.
No, but what I'm saying is, because again, Bama sitting at 4, you have them losing to Texas A&M in the conference championship game. So that means Alabama would finish the regular season 11-1.
Yeah.
Miami would finish the regular season 11-1, just like in the same scenario that BYU and Oregon are finishing the regular season 11-1.
I get it's contradictory, but I'm saying, like, when have we got to the place that...
No. You're missing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Oregon is not playing in a conference championship.
Yep.
BYU is, mm-hmm. Miami is, and Alabama is. What I'm saying is you can be right and say since Alabama and Miami are playing in a conference championship game, that is different than Oregon. But in this scenario, Miami would have won the conference championship game and Alabama would have lost it. But the committee would say, you know what? You played in the conference championship game. It didn't doesn't matter what happens in the conference championship game because both y'all are in the playoff already, I guess. I'm just
for those teams.
For those teams.
Or would BYU then just also jump Ole Miss and Georgia, who are in the same scenario as Oregon and not playing in a conference?
That's where, like, I feel like the committee can be contradictory like that. Because I know what they'll say. The committee will say, oh, well, you know, Miami isn't. A lot of this depends on, you know, obviously what Georgia Tech finished. Because if Georgia Tech finishes 12-0 and somehow beats Georgia but loses to Miami in the ACC championship game, not only is Georgia Tech in, but that makes Miami look a lot better. If you're Miami, you're rooting for Georgia Tech to win out. Because if it comes down to who gets that 5 or 6 seed between Miami and Georgia, if Georgia loses to Georgia Tech and Miami beats Georgia Tech, you bet your ass they're going to put Miami in front of Georgia. So, like, this is a fascinating scenario on how the committee would choose to either blanket reward everybody for playing in the conference championship game, who is going to make the college football playoff. I'm not talking about a 9-3 team. I'm talking about teams that are 11-1, right? Or even possibly 10-2, as opposed to saying, well, Oregon, you didn't play in the conference championship game. BYU did and they won it. Therefore, we're putting them ahead of you. But we like the SEC more than the Big 12. So we'll keep Ole Miss in front of BYU. We'll keep Georgia in front of BYU. We'll keep Alabama in front of Miami, even though they lost the conference championship. I could see this happening. I don't think this is crazy at all. I think it's a very interesting experiment to test the committee to see if
that'd be a great playoff. I mean, look, Georgia would be hosting in Athens, Miami would be hosting, BYU hosting in Provo.
Oxford would be that would be absolutely lit. They're all fantastic scenarios either way. But all right, parting shots here. Anything to add? I feel like we dove into it.
I can't wait.
But I can't either. I mean, again, there's going to be movement. Make sure you're locked into Cranny Company. Make sure you check out our Oklahoma-Tennessee preview we dropped earlier today as well. And our guest picker tomorrow is David Pollack. It's a fun slate, so make sure you're locked in. I like the chances of me not being fired up about getting this playoff ranking cracking here on November 4th. We're going.